Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sank in deep mire where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying, my throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty who would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully. Though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it. O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait for you, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers, and an alien to my mother's children. Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that became my reproach. I also made sackcloth my garment. I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate speak against me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up. And let not the pit shut its mouth on me. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies. And do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and their well-being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in their tents. For they persecute the ones you have struck, and talk of the grief of those you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and you who seek God, your heart shall live. For the Lord hears the poor, and does not despise his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. Also the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. Psalm 70. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame, who say, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer, O Lord. Do not delay. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame. Psalm 71. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hands of the wicked. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall continually of you. I have become as a wonder to many. But you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me. And those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Also your righteousness, O God, is very high. You have done great things, O God, who is like you. You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Also with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek my hurt. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked.
A reading from the Lamentation of Jeremiah the prophet. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow is she who was great among the nations. The princess among the provinces has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity under affliction and hard servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. The roads to Zion mourn because no one comes to the set feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. And from the daughter of Zion all her splendor has departed. Her princes have become like deer that find no pasture, that flee without strength before the pursuer. In the days of her affliction and roaming, Jerusalem remembers all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old. when her people fell into the hand of the enemy with no one to help her. The adversary saw her and mocked at her downfall. Jerusalem has sinned gravely. Therefore she has become vile. All who honored her despise her because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sighs and turns away. Her uncleanness is in her skirts. She did not consider her destiny. Therefore her collapse was awesome. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy is exalted. The adversary has spread his hand over all her pleasant things, for she has seen the nations enter her sanctuary, those whom you commanded not to enter your assembly. All her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their valuables for food to restore life. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am scorned. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Behold and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which has been brought on me, which the Lord has inflicted in the day of his fierce anger. From above he has sent fire into my bones, and it overpowered them. He has spread a net for my feet and turned me back. He has made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions was bound. They were woven together by his hands and thrust upon my neck. He made my strength fail. The Lord delivered me into the hands of those whom I am not able to withstand. The Lord has trampled underfoot all my mighty men in my midst. He has called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord trampled as in a winepress the virgin daughter of Judah. For these things I weep. My eye overflows with water. Because the Comforter, who should restore my life, is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevailed. Zion spreads out her hands, but no one comforts her. The Lord has commanded concerning Jacob that those around him become his adversaries. Jerusalem has become an unclean thing among them. The Lord is righteous, for I rebelled against his commandment. Hear now, all peoples, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men have gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders breathed their last in the city while they sought food to restore their life. See, O Lord, that I am in distress. My soul is troubled. My heart is overturned within me, for I have been very rebellious. Outside the sword bereaves. At home it is like death. They have heard that I sigh, but no one comforts me. All my enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that you have done it. Bring on the day you have announced, that they may become like me. Let all their wickedness come before you, and do to them as you have done to me, for all my transgressions, for my sighs are many, and my heart is faint. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, return to the Lord your God. Hymn 103, stanzas 1 through 3. The royal banners forward go, the cross shows forth redemption's flow, where he by whom our flesh was made, our ransom in his flesh has paid. Where deep for us the spear was dyed, life's torrent rushing from his side, to wash us in the precious flood,
Where flowed the water and the blood? Fulfilled is all that David told in sure prophetic song of old, that God the nation's king should be and reign in triumph from the tree.
A reading from St. Paul the Apostle's first epistle to the Corinthians. Now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part, I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry and another is drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. The ancients of the people consulted together how they might by craft apprehend Jesus and kill him. They went forth with swords and clubs as to a thief. O tree of beauty, tree of light, O tree with royal purple dight, elect on whose triumphal breast those holy limbs should find their rest. On whose hard arm so widely flung, the weight of this world's ransom hung, the price of humankind to pay, and spoil the spoiler of his prey. O cross, our one reliance hail, so may thy power with us avail to give new virtue to the saint, and pardon to the penitent. To you, eternal three in one, let homage meet by all be done, by all you ransomed and restore. O guide and gladden evermore. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The first psalm which we used for today's tenebrae service is from Psalm 69. It is considered a psalm of suffering and affliction. The author, who is King David, cries out to God to be saved from his enemies. Now, in many places, the New Testament sees the life of Jesus, the suffering servant, as the one who cries out to the Heavenly Father. Only Psalm 22 and 110 are quoted more often than Psalm 69. Today I wish to highlight the many references to water as found in Psalm 69. Although we might expect water references to speak of salvation, as in holy baptism, nevertheless, the references in Psalm 69 are all about calamities and danger. Right at the beginning, verse 1 says, "Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck." The rising waters about to overcome. The fear is drowning or losing the breath of life. When Noah lived, God sent a flood. In Genesis 7:22, it says, "All in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, all that was on the dry land died." When the rising of the waters reaches the neck, there's not much distance before the waters snuff out the breath. The end of verse 2 says, "I have come into deep waters where the floods overwhelm me." The psalmist cries out to be saved before the waters flow over and rob him of the breath of life. Now, although a literal reference to water is not out of the question, quite possibly the waters are the psalmist's many enemies. Verse 4 says it this way, "Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head." And so the plural references that we see to waters, depths, deep waters, and floods would more likely be the many afflictions which the psalmist has endured. Verse 3 says, "I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched." A related concern is found in verses 14 and 15. "Deliver me out of the mire. Let me not sink. Let me delivered from those who hate me and out of the deep waters." You see, at the bottom of the water is the deep mire. I would call it the muck. It's the silt and sediment at the bottom. And though it is silky smooth, it engulfs your foot. It swallows your shoe. You pull up your foot and your shoe is left behind while trying to fish or hunt and make your way in waders. You're almost sure to falter and trip in the muck. The problem with the mire is addressed in verse 2. "I sink in deep mire where there is no standing." You see, like quicksand, there is no place to push off, no place to gain a foothold, no firm place to stand. I'm reminded of the book about the tar baby, which in every attempt to push away the sticky goo simply grabbed on to another limb. Here, we definitely see the attacks of hateful enemies. In chapter 57, Isaiah speaks about the peace which the Lord provides. And then he says in verse 21 and 21, 20 and 21, But the wicked are like the troubled sea. The troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, to the wicked. So the waters or actions of the wicked simply keep stirring up the muck. Their actions don't free you from the trouble, and they don't provide peace. The more they do, the further in trouble they get. And finally, there is the water pit. Psalm 69, verse 15 says, "Let not the flood waters overflow me, let not the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth on me." Jonah 2, verse 6, Jonah, who spent 3 days underwater in the belly of a fish, says, "I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord, my God." The pit is symbolic for the place of no return. Jonah thought that he was not coming back. Ultimately, the pit is hell. In Psalm 55, verse 23, it says of the wicked, "But you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days." But when Jesus Christ, our Savior, took up this prophetic psalm, he did not fear. Nor was he alarmed by the rising waters, or the shifting mire, or the pit of destruction. Our Lord prayed and entrusted himself to the Heavenly Father. Psalm 69, verses 13 to 15. "But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the flood water overflow me. Let not the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth on me." The acceptable time was not Good Friday, but Easter Sunday. The flood waters came over him. It is well known that death by crucifixion causes the lungs to be filled with water and the person literally drowns. Well, after his death, they stuck a spear into his side. It pierced his lungs and the heart so that out came water and blood. In John 2, 23 to 25, it says, "Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and he had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man." The muck and mire of human sin, that which is in man, knows no bounds. Of course, Jesus must resist the devil's temptations and those whom the devil inspires. And yet, Jesus had to resist the sinful desires and words of those, even of those who believed in me. Jesus even had to tell his own apostle, "Get behind me, Satan." In this world, there is no place for the Lord to take his stand. There is no rest for his weary head. And finally, when hanging on the cross, Jesus suffered the pit of hell for us. "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The mouth of the pit covered him over. But for us who are united with Jesus, the water will not go over our heads. We will not sink in the mire and the muck, for our Jesus was forsaken so that we would not. He received the wrath of God so that we might receive God's gracious smile and forgiveness. Yes, Easter Sunday was that acceptable time. And though we go through a time of suffering and affliction, we go through the waters and deep waters and muck of this world, we do not have a place to stand here, but we stand upon Jesus, our rock, and He is the one who leads us through and delivers us in the time of our temptation. He delivers us and gives us His salvation. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The Canticle of Moses from Exodus 15 is on page 5. You have encouraged us by your power and by your holy refreshment, O Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for his triumph gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God and I will praise him. My Father's God and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army is cast into the sea. His chosen captains are also drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed, the mighty men of Moab. Trembling will take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them. By the greatness of your arm, they will be as still as a stone till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over whom you have purchased. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling. The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the houses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. You have encouraged us by your power and by your holy refreshment, O Lord. Psalm 147. He was offered because it was his own will, and he himself bore our sins, because praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food, and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. He was offered because it was his own will, and he himself bore our sins. Page 20, the canticle is the Benedictus. We stand. Now his betrayer had given them a sign,
sang, whomever I kiss, he is the one, sees him. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, in the forgiveness of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to them who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, whomever I kiss, he is the one, sees him.
Christ, for our sakes, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 51. That you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. In the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom.
Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. That you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. Merciful God, Heavenly Father, who has removed from us the grievous burden of our sins and placed it on your dear Son, our Savior, we humbly implore you to govern us by your Holy Spirit, that we may comfort ourselves with his suffering and death in the face of all temptations, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.